This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, and every state must give this a top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The three-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity which, when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Ranchi yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Jharkhand. She will attend several programs in East Singhbhum and Saraikela Karsawa district today. The president will attend the centenary celebrations of the old Chiki script of the Santhali language and address the 15th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology, Jamshedpur. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Puducherry today on a day-long visit. The Vice President will launch a housing project under the Smart City Mission and hand over the keys of 5 tenements to beneficiaries at Kamban Kalai Rangam in Puducherry. He will later unveil the statue of Mahakavi Subramanya Bhartiyar at the Bhartiyar Memorial on Iswaran Koil Street. Dense fog continues to disrupt visibility in Delhi and Noida, prompting travel advisories from Indira Gandhi International Airport and airlines. Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport has issued a travel advisory in view of the dense fog that blanketed the national capital. Passengers have been requested to contact their concerned airlines for their updated flight information. The IMD has issued an orange warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar till the 31st of this month. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail today over northeast India, Uttarakhand, East Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. The Met Department has also forecast cold wave conditions for today in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and Punjab. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida over peace plan to end war with Russia. The U.S. president said the meeting was terrific and a lot of progress had been made in Russia-Ukraine peace talks as both the countries are in favor of ending the war. Addressing the press after the meet, Mr. Trump said that the peace talks are expected to be finished in a few weeks and it's been a very tough negotiation. He further informed that both the leaders had phone call with several European leaders during their meeting. Mr. Trump also had a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin of almost 2.5 hours prior to his meeting with the Ukrainian president.
We had a terrific meeting. We discussed a lot of things. As you know, I had an excellent phone call with President Putin that lasted for over 2 hours. We discussed a lot of points, and I do think we're getting a lot closer, maybe very close. The president and I just spoke to the European leaders.
All India Shia Personal Law Board has condemned the atrocities against Hindu minorities in Bangladesh. It said Islam prohibits the killing of any innocent person and those doing so in the name of religion should refrain from it. The condemnation came at the AISPLB's annual convention held at Bara Imam Bara in Lucknow. It was attended by ulema and Muslim scholars from various states of India, as well as from Bangladesh and Nepal. In women's cricket, India successfully defended a massive target of 222 to clinch a 30-run victory over Sri Lanka in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Thiruvananthapuram last night, extending their unassailable lead to 4-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.